The House of Representatives had a busy day Thursday, working on cryptocurrency legislation and the Pentagon budget. But the biggest measure on the agenda, the Republican rescissions bill, got pushed back to the evening, reportedly because of the Epstein files controversy that President Donald Trump and Republican leaders wish would go away. And Democratic lawmakers are gloating. Hakeem Jeffries of New York is the House Democratic leader.
Democrats didn't put this into the public domain. The conspiracy theory provocateur in chief, Donald Trump, is the one, along with his extreme MAGA Republican associates, who put this whole thing into the public domain for years.
He says Democrats are looking for a robust debate on why Republicans are taking steps to hurt the American people.
Well, it's not clear what the challenges are right now in terms of why Republicans have been unable to bring these bills to the floor so we can actually debate them and lay out for the American people why their efforts to slash and burn funding is going to hurt public health, public safety, and the dissemination of public information to places like small towns and rural America.
The rescissions package, passed Wednesday by the Senate, includes some $9 billion in cuts. It would cancel $1.1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which oversees NPR and PBS. It would also claw back $8 billion from a variety of foreign aid programs. House Budget Chief Russ Vogt praised the measure.
We're looking forward to the House blessing the Senate package. I'm not worried about it. We need to get it done and get it across the finish line, but very historic moment, the return of using rescissions, getting the muscle memory for that back into the system. We've talked about defunding Corporation for Public Broadcasting for decades. President Trump's the first one to be able to do it.
If the House passes the bill, it would be the first time in decades that a president has successfully submitted such a request to Congress. California Senator Alex Padilla says the funds were approved in bipartisan votes, and clawing them back will make it harder for Republicans to get Democratic votes on future government funding. That's okay with Budget Director Vogt, who says budgeting should be less bipartisan. Democrat Jeffries says the Trump administration is not interested in a bipartisan spending agreement.
The Trump administration and House and Senate Republicans are trying to march America toward a painful government shutdown.
As things stand now, the House Rules Committee is preparing a vote on the release of information on the Epstein files. After that, they'll turn to the rescissions bills, hoping to get it to Trump's desk Friday. Trump will have until midnight Friday to sign it, or else the funding clawbacks will disappear. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.